Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Michael Kirk is a director and co-writer and co-producer of America After 9/11. It's on Frontline tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 11. Hey, Michael, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. It's great to be back. Thank you very much.
I've enjoyed your work and our conversations in the past. I guess this is timely for obvious reasons, the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. But this doesn't focus so much on the attack per se. It starts there and then goes forward for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah. For the John, for the last 20 years or so, we've made, I think, 19 films about 9/11-related stories. We thought with the anniversary coming up, we'd kind of step back and see what a long-term view would reveal, not the kind of specifics we'd been dealing with, and looking for a through line, something that would tell us what the impact of 9/11, what the aftermath was. And, you know, when we pulled it all out, found eight or nine of the great moments and thought about what they meant to Americans, we arrived at this sort of polarized, distrustful of the government and democracy groups of Americans that I think, and this is the shocking revelation to me, led to the events of January 6, 2021 at the Capitol building. In effect, the insurrectionists, or whatever you want to call the people who attacked the Capitol building, that they did what Al-Qaeda could not do on 9/11. And that to me was the stuff of, let's go dig around and find out how much of this we can nail down and how this happened.
Is that the objective? How can we, when you started out to make this, did you say, let's draw a line from 9/11 to January 6th? Because I didn't see that, but that is the direction your story went. Did the reporting bear that out, or was that the goal from the start?
No, it wasn't the goal. We started to put things together, and we kept saying, what's happening? You see the lies. You see from the very beginning kind of mistrust starting to form. You watch things that happen from 04, 05. You see Abu Ghraib happen. You see the world starting to back away from America. And you see the troops coming home from the forever wars. And you start, and if you've watched, my God, as much Fox and listened to as much talk radio as I've listened to, just to kind of try to get a sense of what was going on in the country, And things keep coming up, and people keep talking about them, and you watch conspiracies starting to rise. And as we know, conspiracy theories get rolling when regular people don't have answers they believe from their government or from the media.
Yeah.
And all that starts to happen. And, John, we stepped back and we said, my God, look at this. It wasn't that. Because, of course, you get to Trump that way. But it wasn't that, as somebody in the film says, it wasn't that Trump broke America. It's that America was broken and elected Donald Trump. And that's what brought a lot of it home. That's what coalesced a lot of it. And I think, you know, we sat back and said, oh, my God, this is a through line. And I think we've laid it out in a way that you know, we know lots of other things have also contributed, economic dislocation, racism, all of that, of course. But this is, of all the films we've made, this is the one that finally we said, here's the final piece that's been missing. Because we've made those other films, too. But here we are with the final piece right here, right before our eyes, especially when you go back and you do the arithmetic of each thing that happened, the big stuff that happened over the three presidents.
Which is what your two-hour film does. So 9/11 happens, and then here's what Bush did, and then here's what the presidents all the way up to Donald Trump did. Trump is sort of the very end of it because it's told chronologically. And I think that what happened on the 6th of January was singular and relative to allegiance to Donald Trump. But you say, no, it wasn't just that. it was because we had so much mistrust in government along the way that any of this was allowed to happen, which I think is just an interesting way to tell the story. Donald Trump wasn't talking about Afghanistan on January 6th or during his presidency much. I was a little surprised to see the film go there.
Well, you know what he did, especially when he faced re-election, was he knew he didn't want to do much about what was happening in Afghanistan. He wanted to get out of Afghanistan as fast as possible, and did that deal with the Taliban. But he wasn't interested in any of that. He was interested in he had a domestic plan, and he saw all of that as a kind of wedge issue. That's well documented now. But what I think he did, especially once the Black Lives Matter stuff hit the streets, and he knew who elected him, he knew who his base was, he knew there were a lot of veterans in that crowd, he knew there were a lot of people who, why did he get elected? Because they didn't trust what the government had been saying, whether that was, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Colin Powell to tell you that.
Well,
we didn't have anything to do with the torture, but here's torture. It was that kind of thing that I think broke it down. And it's a slow, mature, and gradual breakdown. Now, he identified it. The guy's a genius at that stuff.
Donald Trump did, to make it a wedge issue. But I'm glad that you at least mentioned the Abu Ghraib stuff. And of course, the film talks about that. I found myself watching this and being disappointed with each administration through Barack Obama, who at least said Iraq isn't where we should be. We have to finish this thing in Afghanistan, and the surge didn't work. But I found myself getting so angry at Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney for selling us a false bill of goods and for being so cavalier or dishonest about our means. Here's a big takeaway from your movie, that when you decide that you're the good guys and they're the bad guys, the end will always justify the means because you're doing it in the name of righteousness. And so when George Bush is talking about evil and the Axis, the new Axis, well, suddenly we sort of had carte blanche and then we squandered it, didn't we? The whole world was behind the United States after 9/11. And in the 20 years since in Afghanistan, we ruined that potential. Fair enough?
I think that's absolutely, you've just said it. That's exactly what I think happened. The world was with us the day after, and those days after, we show that in the film. The front page of Le Monde in France was, "We are all Americans."
Yeah.
But by the end, by the Abu Ghraib pictures coming out, by the discovery of the torture, by the discovery that we didn't know anything, and maybe some people in our own government lied about the weapons of mass destruction and what we had and what we didn't have, and that Colin Powell had been lied to, maybe by the CIA and others, but also had himself come forward, the most trusted man in America, some people said, and had promised that this was all true. And when it wasn't, and when the wars just kept dragging on, it was just, I think people lost faith in what the government was saying to them. And when that happens, as you know, John, it's not a good thing.
Anything is possible. Michael Kirk is the director, co-writer, and co-producer of America After 9/11. So as the story is being told of these failed administration policies through several presidencies, we land on January 6th. And then, of course, since then, we've seen our departure from Afghanistan. So the timing is perfect, both for the 20-year anniversary, but also for events most recently. It's fascinating, and as always, excellent work from Michael Kirk. I'm out of time, Michael. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I will. You too.